Good morning. So if you haven't already told, or have you already been seen, we have had a really great time this week in Vacation Bible School, learning about our relationship with God and how we can build that friendship with Him. So today we're going to be talking about diving into friendship with God, as that was the theme of this past week. Growing up in the Christian faith, we are taught to revere God, to hold Him above all. We are taught that He loves us and that He wants a relationship with us. How often, though, are we presented with the idea of God as a friend? Friends are those we share our feelings with, who we share our good times and bad times with. We laugh and cry with one another. We lean on friends in our time of need and celebrate the triumphs. If we do all of this with friends, then isn't God our best friend? What are the attributes of a good friend? The first one we talked about was real. In the first scripture reading today, we heard about Elijah and how he challenged the prophets of Baal to show them who the true God was. Imagine what it was like for those prophets to see Elijah douse the water with water and then call on God to set it on fire, and then for it to go up in the flames. There were 450 prophets that spent hours calling to Baal to set their altar on fire, and it never happened. Yet, within moments of Elijah praying to God to show everyone that He was the true God, the wet altar erupted into flames. God is a friend who is real. God will never let us down. He will never forsake us. Putting our hope and faith in something temporary might give gratification in the moment, but eventually that gratification fades. Putting our hope and faith in God means that the joy and peace we receive from Him will never leave us. Belief in the one true God grounds us, provides stability and a firm footing through life's ups and downs. He is with us in the good times and in the bad. He laughs and cries with us. We can lean on Him in our time of need, and He celebrates our triumphs and He celebrates our triumphs with us. God is a friend who is real. That's right. Thanks God. The next attribute that we talked about was love. A good friend is someone that will love you even when you feel like you may not deserve it. Let's take the story of Jonah for this one. When God told Jonah to go preach to the people of Nineveh, Jonah got on the first boat that was going in the opposite direction. When God, he had heard that the Ninevites' reputation for cruelty, and he decided that they didn't deserve to hear about God and experience God's love. That wasn't his call to make, though, and God surely made that known to him. It was God's choice. God sent a big fish to swallow Jonah up and eventually deposit him on the shores of Nineveh. Eventually, you know, while Jonah was in the fish, he had time to pray. He had a lot of time to pray, and he finally submitted to God's will. God used Jonah to deliver a warning to the people of Nineveh, which they heeded and stopped their evil ways. The people of Nineveh asked God for forgiveness, and God lovingly forgave them, because God is a friend who loves. Thanks God, that's right. God is a friend who loves. Thanks God. The ocean is vast and deep, and there are still many parts of it that we have yet to explore. That's a little like God's love for us, vast, deep, and always new things to discover if only we take the time to look. The next attribute of a good friend is someone we can trust. The gospel lesson today was a story of Jesus calming the storm. After a long day of teaching near the Sea of Galilee, Jesus gave his followers instructions to cross to the other side of the water. The disciples put their backs into rowing while Jesus, weary from the long day, fell asleep. Huh? Runaway devil. A sudden storm blew in, bringing strong winds and powerful waves that came over the side of the boat. The disciples panicked. They were worried the storm would overturn the boat. In terror, they woke Jesus up. He commanded the wind and the waves to be silent and still, and they immediately calmed and settled. He then turned to the disciples and asked why they were afraid and why they didn't have faith. The disciples were in awe of him. We face many storms in life. Sometimes we might find ourselves panicking like the disciples and asking, where is God in the midst of the storm? The answer to that question is right beside us. God is always right beside us. It doesn't matter what the storm is. He is there weathering it with us. He gives us comfort and strength, guidance and love. God is a friend we can trust. That's right. One of the hardest lessons we learn about friends is that they come and go. Maybe they move away or discover new interests. Maybe we grow apart from them, and sometimes they even die. Whatever the case, our friendships don't last forever. Jesus was betrayed by a friend. Because of that betrayal, he was accused by religious leaders of being a liar and sentenced to death. He was beaten, hung on a cross, and died. 3 days later, some of Jesus' friends went to the tomb he was buried in and saw the stone had been rolled away and the tomb was empty. The idea of a forever seems impossible, yet God has something pretty surprising in store. Jesus' death wasn't the end. It was just the beginning. It was the beginning of a friendship that would last eternity. God always has been and always will be. He is forever. The love he has for us is forever. And because of that, God is a friend forever.
Thanks, God.
To truly dive deeper into friendship with God, it is important to know that God is a friend for everyone. After Jesus, that's right, thanks God, Peter was on it. After Jesus returned to heaven, his followers knew they couldn't keep the amazing news of God's Son to themselves. A man we have all heard about, Paul, devoted himself to traveling throughout the Mediterranean and Asia to let everyone know about Jesus. Paul wanted the world to know that Jesus, God's Son, had died, risen, and would give eternal life to all who believed in him. During his first missionary journey, Paul met a group of women gathered near a river for prayer. These women believed in the one true God, but they hadn't heard about Jesus. Paul's words had a profound impact on one woman in particular. Do you remember her name? Lydia. Lydia. This businesswoman, as she sold purple cloth, insisted that she and her entire household get baptized. Because of Paul's message, she became the first Christian in Europe, and her home became one of the first churches. So much seems to divide us today. We compartmentalize people by race, political party, church denomination, pro and anti, this or that. The list is endless. Too often, Christians are viewed as exclusive, seeking to keep people out. But God's love is for everyone, and his love is for everyone. Or he loves everyone, and his love is for everyone. That's right. Jesus died on the cross so that everyone could have a friendship with God. No one is left out or excluded. God is a friend for everyone. Thanks, God. Vacation Bible School is always filled with stories and lessons that teach us about God, Jesus, and biblical truths. The stories are simplified, but the messages behind them and the impact they have are not. Vacation Bible School teaches us that God just wants to have a relationship with us. It's that simple. We can count on God to always be there, no matter what. He is real. He is loving. He is trustworthy. He will forever be with us, and he is a friend for everyone. Amen. Thanks, God.